Here's a thought I'll title, Internalizing the Scene. You know, art is such a nebulous thing. It can mean so many different things to so many people that there is no hard and fast definition of anything, really, when you get right down to it. It's one of the interesting things about being an artist is you can do anything. You can think any way you want to think about it. It's truly pliable. So I'm titling this Internalizing the Scene because that sort of sums up my attitude about being an artist. I assume that all of you are aware of the idea that a camera is a mirror and that every picture we make is a reflection of who we are. I think there's a kernel of truth in this idea, but it certainly isn't automatic or universal. Where the core of this idea becomes manifest is this idea about internalizing the scene. And that requires a conscious effort on our part. Here's a good example. You go to Yosemite. You look at Yosemite. It's beautiful. You can't help but see that it's beautiful. And we pull out our camera and we take a picture of its beauty. That is not internalizing the scene. That's capturing something that exists. It's hopefully creating a meaningful photograph to us. But the power that exists in that photograph is entirely in the subject that we've photographed. This leads to the question, how do you photograph something like Half Dome or El Capitan or the Yosemite Valley and make it ours to internalize the scene, to create a photograph that says something about us and not to the exclusion of saying something about the scene, but that somehow we're also a part of what shows up in that photograph, camera as mirror, as it were. It seems to me that this business about internalizing the scene is the moment when there appears a seed of creating artwork. Without an internalizing of the scene, I'm not sure I would consider it artwork. Illustration, perhaps. Representation, perhaps. An objective capturing of what something looked like, perhaps. But I believe that in order to transcend that and become artwork, this business about internalizing the scene is the key. How do you respond to Yosemite is more important than what does Yosemite look like. Now, of course, the two are not mutually exclusive. You can take a picture of what Yosemite looks like and have it not have any internalization of the scene. So no response from you, strictly objective, strictly, sort of emotionless. Or you can internalize the scene and create a photograph that is truly personal. The latter, in my opinion, is art. The former, in my opinion, is illustration. Both have their place. Both are perfectly valid ways to use a camera. But it feels to me that if there isn't an internalizing process somehow that brings us into some sort of union, emotional, spiritual, cosmic, even intellectual, brings us into a union with the subject, then I struggle using the term art for that process. And there's another component of this that really comes to mind, at least when I'm out photographing it does, and that is that we are beings with 6 senses, according to the Buddhists, 5 senses, according to the biologists. We can see, hear, touch, taste, smell. And then the 6th way of thinking about consciousness is the consciousness that assembles all of that. So when we see something and touch something, those get combined in our brain into a sort of 6th sense, if you will. And this is where internalizing the scene comes into play. Because cameras do one thing, they see. That's all they do. That's all they can record. But yet, we photographers have all these other senses. And our response to the scene is based on a combination of all those senses, not just the visual one. So, to some degree, we internalize the scene by trying in our visual-only medium to bring in all the other senses, so that it more closely approaches the experience we had when we were standing there making the photograph. Photography is an experiential art form, and the more we internalize that experience and have it come out in our artwork, I think we can accurately state the more successful the artwork becomes. What this idea boils down to in its simplest form is that your photographs are your response to the scene, and you can only have a response when you first internalized the scene so that you're processing it through not only the visual, but hopefully some of the other senses so that you can make a more powerful response to what it is you experienced.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.